My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, rough one last night for the Guardians. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. We'll start out with Browns with the NFL kicking off tonight and a team from the AFC North. The Baltimore Ravens taking on Kansas City Chiefs. We get you ready for that. A game you can catch right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. We start out with Deshaun Watson, who is cleared for takeoff. He is ready to go. Will play on Sunday going up in a big, big football game. Kenny, you can imagine we'll be watching against the Dallas Cowboys.
Nope, I'm going to turn around and stare at the wall during the game. It's going to be a very interesting time.
I don't think Caitlin Clark is on, so you don't have to worry about that.
Will I do the thing that I... Boy, she's really coming around and taking over the league right as football season's here.
Yeah.
Because this is me, where I currently have on Saturday's James Madison Charlotte game going on my monitor right now, presented by Extend Technologies. It's football season now for me, and that's the way it goes. So I'm following what she's doing in the box scores, but
triple double last night.
Another one.
Yeah, another one.
20-10. I think she's got the third most ever in WNBA history in most of a season now. What was I going to say? What was I going to say to you about tonight's game? What was I going back to?
Well, we're talking about Deshaun and how he is ready to go. Now, I find it interesting because he said yesterday that despite all the mental reps, all the stuff with the towel, the very limited throwing that he even did all training camp long, he says no limitations.
Where they just told me any type of, soreness or anything you're feeling, then just we're going to take the high roll and not try to push anything to make anything further. The key is to play 17-plus games, not finish training camp and try to be a superhero at the time. So far I've been well and just taking it one day at a time.
So Brown's looking at the big picture with their handling of Deshaun Watson throughout the entire training camp process. I talked to somebody yesterday during my travels who they said they attended 3 practices, and they said, how are the Browns remotely ready to play a football game coming up this weekend? He's like, the stuff that I saw was...
Was it the last 3 practices?
He didn't specify which 3.
Maybe it was the first 3.
Yeah, and he wasn't in West Virginia, obviously.
Oh.
So 3 of the practices up here, and he said, I'll be impressed. If Kevin Stefanski can get them ready to play based on what I saw, he said, and the guy really is a miracle worker because they did not do much in the way of really getting ready in his eyes. And he's someone who covered the league for a very, very long time. Also, Deshaun Watson, and I thought this was really, really important because of all the speculation that went down when he had surgery. He says, you could say they're actually ahead of schedule.
You know, when we first had the surgery back in November, no one knew exactly where it was going to lead to. It could have been now as we sitting here today, or it could have been a whole year, which would have been in November. It was very broad, but I challenged myself to get back to this moment right now, and I want to make every throw in the spring. I did that. I was able to make every throw that Dr. Eletrosh put out there on the table for me, and I was able to do that before spring broke. And so going into the summer and training camp, everything else was just kind of just building the strength and just building the endurance with the shoulder.
Boy, anytime we talked about his timetable, and when we were hearing from all sorts of doctors and people online that claim they knew about this injury, and they would chronicle how, oh, it could take over a year, people would get so mad. And Deshaun Watson just admitted, he's like, originally they said I could be out till November.
Oh my God.
So you should, you say, oh my God, but he's ready to go.
You don't know if he's ready to go full on, because if he looks bad on Sunday, then it's going to be, did he rush the process and are we waiting around? And then it becomes an even bigger mess. I can hear guys groaning as they're driving down the street right now, going their way to work, hearing that sentence. I can hear your groans, gentlemen.
Now, to be fair, Quincy Avery, his quarterback coach, a couple days ago said his velocity is at the highest. We don't normally talk about velocity with quarterbacks.
It was higher than
But he said it's been higher than it's ever been in working with Deshaun Watson.
Remember, he did not have very strong velocity coming out of college. That was one of the knocks he had against him, which was, who the hell knows if that even mattered. I know that was one of the I guarantee that was one of the things I used against you in arguments way back when. But those were
the dark
ages of the show. I don't want to get into those.
Well, Deshaun Watson didn't go number one overall.
No, he didn't. He went 12th.
Like, a guy with his profile today is going to be the number one pick in the draft, is he not?
He went 12th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
a guy with his profile today would go number one in the draft.
Meanwhile, left tackle situation sorted out, at least for week one. You get the news first from Jed Wills.
I'm not starting this week. I'm just going out there, seeing how it feels, and get back into things. It's kind of up in the air. See what I can do, and move forward from there. More than anything, pretty frustrating. But I mean, I'm doing all right mentally. I mean, it's pretty tough, but it gets tough, and you got to push through it.
So it looks like Jack Conklin is in.
That would mean James Hudson would probably be in as well. Which I put it out there. Who do you trust more at left tackle?
Oh, you got to do this to me.
Jack Conklin?
A guy who's never played the position in the NFL, right?
Oh, no. Jack has played a little bit of left tackle in the NFL.
I thought it had been since Michigan State.
No. He not started. He played a little left tackle with Tennessee, I believe, back in 2017.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is what Zagura said.
Oh, all right.
I don't want to misquote him. We have Zagura tomorrow, corrected. But I think he played a little bit of left tackle then, and he started 35 games at left tackle at Michigan State University.
So it's almost not a fair fight because Wills has played the position. Now, a lot of people in town disagree the level at which he's played the position. Yeah. You have been on record consistently saying he is where, as far as left tackles go in the NFL?
Middle of the road. He's middle of the road. By the way, 422 votes right now as I put it out there, but it's early. It's 6 a.m.
Okay.
And I just put it out. Most are taking Jack Conklin.
It does not surprise me in the least.
Would be 4 out of 5 people polled right now are taking Jack Conklin.
But John Greco didn't seem to be all that nervous about Conklin at left tackle. He said he'll pick.
He's a veteran hand. He should be okay, but that's still like Jack. Guys, why am I in a position to defend Jed Wills? Why? Why do I have to defend him? Because the hate is overly done. It is. He's not God's gift to the position. I wouldn't rank him in the top five best left tackles. I wouldn't do that. But what I'm telling you is that he's not as bad as what we make him out to be. It's just he's just not Joe.
Has he been worth the 10th overall pick?
In that draft, yes.
Whoa, okay.
Okay.
In that draft, yes. If you were going to go, well, in your mind, like next year's 10th overall pick, hell no. But in that draft, yes.
All right, we will get back to the Browns in just about 8 minutes. We finish with the Guardians, who could not pull off the sweep yesterday. They fell to the Kansas City Royals, and it was 4-1. They got out to that lead, but Ben Lively, able to go four innings, gave up seven hits, four earned runs. He has struggled a bit of late against Pittsburgh. He gave up the six earned runs, he gave up another home run in this game, only struck out three. So Lively seems like he has come back to the pack while other guys have emerged. But here's Vogt on taking two out of three against the Royals.
It was a great series. Anytime you go on the road and you take two out of three, you got to be happy. Would have loved to have walked away with a sweep, obviously, but we can't complain at all with the series win on the road.
Kwan was 0-for. Again, he's down to 292. And the at-bats, not particularly... It's not like he's getting robbed right now. I mean, he is chasing stuff. Remember how great his vision was? He is chasing stuff all over the map. Like, he's not a tough guy to get out right now, which is just crazy to think about somebody as talented as he has been.
His third inning at bat yesterday.
I think we were talking about the same
getting,
one.
Yeah, I was getting texts about this, and I saw it when I got home. I was driving home last night. I was getting texts, talk to texts from friends. That third inning at bat was a mess. That was an absolute mess. I know he kind of made up for it in the top of the eighth, whatever, but I don't really think so. I don't know where he's at right now. I don't know where he's at right now, Tone. This is a...
They need him. I mean,
it's got to be all mental. It's all got to be in the head. He's just got to be pressing is what it is.
Right. So. The Lively part of this, you know, I'll say Lively got us to where we needed to get to this year. He wasn't a guy I had a huge, huge amount of expectation for him. I mean, did you? Were you like... Thank God we've got Lively, but he was huge.
These guys
for a big part of the season.
I think Cobb and Bybee and Boyd
and Gavin.
I think that they are starting to pick up where Ben Lively is going to leave off here. I think he is battling some fatigue. Remember, he pitched with a sleeve on earlier this year, so I worry about where his health is. I think he's trying to battle through it. I think he knows he's needed. And as that rotation, I think you start to think about what your postseason rotation is going to be. Because I'm not going to do this Jekyll and Hyde stuff with the Guardians here. He won 5 of 6. Kansas City's a professional baseball team. They lost seven in a row. They were going to win one at some point here, and it was probably going to be last night, all right? Even though you started off 1-0. I'm not going to sit there and say that the season's all of a sudden going to go to bleep. But I think there are certain adjustments that we have to make because the magic number, where is it at, 18?
Didn't move last night.
They didn't move. So we're 19 for the division?
Well, I still have 20 on my magic
20.
Number.
Okay, well, that's where that might be. So if there's 20 for the magic number, but where are you at? What's your odds to make the postseason in general? We have to think about this.
Oh, and whoever runs that account doesn't run the Wilford Brimley cocoon account, and we're just stuck there.
That's one of the all-time disappointments because I do not have the energy to do that
just
math.
Quickly on the Royals. The Royals are probably – I mean, they're still going to make the playoffs. It's not like they're a bad team.
Not bad at all. They had a terrible, terrible...
Yes, they went through their bad week, just like we did 2 weeks ago.
Lively had only pitched 88 innings, the most he had pitched, and he's at 135 this year. He's 32 years old. Fatigue. I mean, you talked about it. He's hit the wall.
They have a Brimley cocoon line calculator.
But so we just do it ourselves.
I still don't have the energy to go find celebrities.
Find out whose
birthday
it is. So we
can do Brimley cocoon line.
Very sad. That's it for about last night.
Someone's got to pick up this account. Please. Somebody.
Probably trying to sell it like that that Dove Kleinman.
He's trying to sell his account?
No, that already was sold. That's why they say it's outrageous, the Dove Kleiman tweets, all the time, because it's been bought and sold.
Well, by somebody, aggregators. Somebody buy the Brimley Cocoon line and run it, because in the words of Baskin, it's on-air content!
It's got to be worth a couple hundred thousand dollars.
The Brimley Cocoon
for
line?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
What's your account worth?
Not very much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.